We begin, though, with a plan rolling out today in advance of the expected presidential initiative on immigration reform. The White House will announce a plan tomorrow, but today, the so-called group of eight senators are speaking first. They are led by Senators John McCain, Democrat Chuck Schumer, Republican Lindsey Graham. But Florida's Marco Rubio has become the face of this initiative. And also part of the Gang of Eight is Arizona's other Senator Jeff Flake, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Michael Bennett of the crucial state of Colorado, and Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, also on that list of eight. He joins us now. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So explain, first of all, what this plan is here. It sounds like a pathway to citizenship for 12 million undocumented immigrants as a condition of a whole bunch of other things being passed by the Congress. Is that your view?
Well, it is a comprehensive immigration reform, and it has basically four parts. One, it strengthens border security by deploying better technology and focusing enforcement resources on the most security threats. Two, it requires employers to verify that all employees are legal, and any companies that employ illegal immigrants would pay large fines. Three, those undocumented immigrants already in the United States with no criminal record would be required to register for legal status, learn English, then they could work towards citizenship over time. And four, our plan reforms the legal immigration system and make sure that we have both family reunification as well as tying the amount of future legal immigration to the state of the economy of the nation.
So let me play for you one of our listeners here who is responding to a very personal story that comes to his mind when we ask the question about immigration reform. And I'm wondering if this plan would have anything for this particular individual here.
I had a close friend named Manuel. He was from El Salvador. He was a recent immigrant. He was going to school at a community college, taking classes, working full-time in the healthcare system, but he did not have documentation. So after 2 years doing all the things that a normal citizen would do, he was deported. And now his American wife had to move down to El Salvador to live with him, and he will not be able to return for 10 years. And to think that this is just or fair when almost everyone in the United States is an immigrant is ridiculous.
Now, obviously, you can't comment on individual cases in advance, and there may be other details we don't know. But in general, if someone has been deported and has to wait now 10 years to get into the U.S., would this plan have anything to do for them?
Well, the specifics of the actual legislation have to be worked out. The principles that I just enunciated to you are what we are announcing today. The question will be how we treat anyone who is subject to that 5 or 10 year bar, as this individual was. And so it's an open question. The reality is what we envision is that those who are in the country as of the date of the legislation passed into law, if they had no criminal background checks and go through this whole process, could be on a pathway to citizenship over a period of time. Those who are outside of the country is an open question and something that has to be debated.
Senator Menendez, on the verification question, are businesses inclined to be cooperative here, or do you have to get tough with businesses who are already dealing with the E-Verify program?
Well, look, I think businesses want to have certainty that who they employ are here in a legal fashion, eligible for employment, so that they don't get subject to fines and penalties. We're also looking under the provisions of our reform at how we deal both with critical labor needs in the country, jobs that aren't being filled by Americans, both on the high end and the high tech field, as well as in certain areas like agriculture, to mention one, maybe the hospitality industry, to mention another. How do we deal with creating a flow for those businesses of future employment subject to the labor needs in the country? So I think businesses would look at it and say, if we have a clear process by which we understand those who we employ, you know, we're not going to be subject to any liability because we will have done the appropriate vetting. And if we also are going to have the opportunity for future flows where we can't get labor in the United States to do this job, but we critically need it in order for our industry to prosper, I would hope that businesses would embrace the efforts that we are undertaking.
Finally, Senator Menendez, I'm going to play you one more clip from one of our listeners. I'm wondering if there's enough bipartisan momentum on immigration reform to overcome this sentiment here, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
While I obviously know that we need to do something about immigration and bringing these people out of the shadows, why are we even talking about rewarding them with citizenship? That's something that we are blessed with our birthright. Why would we reward lawbreakers with citizenship?
Senator Menendez?
Well, I think there's an understanding that you're not going to deport 11 or 12 million people, that many of these individuals have built a life here in the United States. They have children born in the United States. They are contributing overall, doing some incredibly tough work in our country that no one else wants to do. And we've seen in Europe that the lack of having a pathway to citizenship for immigrants in some of those countries has created great unrest. So this is not about rewarding a lawbreaker. This is about having earned citizenship and earned the legalization process. They're going to have to go through an arduous process, and they will have to wait at the back of the line, meaning that all of those who are waiting under the legal process will first be processed before they ever get this chance. But at least we will know who is here to pursue the American dream versus who might be here to do it harm, and so that's important to the national security. We'll be able to deal with having them pay, and all the projections when we last tried to do immigration reform show that it would be a net positive revenue to the federal treasury, and we will make sure that these individuals are contributing to our society. And so I think those are all compelling reasons why we have a bipartisan approach that acknowledges that a pathway to citizenship, as arduous as it may be, is a necessary ingredient in order to accomplish comprehensive reform.
What's next on immigration reform? That's a view of one of the so-called Gang of Eight senators proposing a bill today that will compete with the president's that will be announced tomorrow. Senator Robert Menendez, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Senator Robert Menendez of the great state of New Jersey.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.